This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. The NUPW working to resolve grievances as some QEH staff report sick over unpaid hazard allowance. The CEO of the QEH promises that any delayed payments would be expedited. A local architect urges the authorities to enforce building standards. St. Vincent and the Grenadines acting police commissioner wants a collective approach to address the rise in crime, and the United Nations alarmed by new wave of mass killings in Sudan. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The General Secretary of the National Union of Public Workers, Richard Green, has raised concerns after a high number of Queen Elizabeth Hospital workers failed to turn up for work yesterday. Starcom Network News understands that several nurses, emergency room technicians, orderlies, and other staff did not turn up for work in protest over what they claim is the non-payment of a promised COVID-19 hazard allowance. Mr. Green said the NUPW reached out to the hospital's HR and accounts department to verify the status of the hazard payment. However, he told Starcom Network News that no confirmation has yet been received about when the overdue hazard payments will be settled.
A number of nurses, emergency room technicians, and orderlies are calling sick. Further investigations determined that the possible cause of the extraordinary number of persons calling in was the outstanding payment of hazard allowances. The NUPW had been informed that hazard allowance had been outstanding for as much as 6 months to some officers in the hospital, and I would have contacted the HR department and the accounts department to get exactly what was outstanding and if and when the money would have been paid. Now, that process had just started, and we at NUPW had not received a confirmation about the payment of the hazard allowance. But I am also too aware that there will be still some other outstanding grievances.
Mr. Green says the union is working to resolve other grievances within the hospital to avoid disruptions to patient care.
Moving forward, we will meet with our stewards to look at all of the possible grievances within the hospital that might be causing some discomfort amongst the workers, and moving then to meet with the management of the hospital to resolve all outstanding grievances to avoid any further actions that would compromise the patient care at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. But it's vitally important that the industry relations matters are resolved in a timely and a reasonable manner so that we can limit the possibilities of industrial action, and also to again follow up on the procedure that we have used over time to resolve outstanding grievances at the hospital.
General Secretary of the National Union of Public Workers, Richard Green. Meantime, in a statement on the matter, Chief Executive Officer of the QEH, Neil Clark, confirmed the staff absences and said the hospital's management was working to ensure there was no interruption of services.
The Queen Elizabeth Hospital is aware of recent staff absences following an unauthorised message circulating amongst employees encouraging a temporary shutdown of shifts. The safety and well-being of our patients remain QEH's top priority, and our teams are working hard to maintain uninterrupted services. Hospital management was not aware of any formal grievances submitted regarding the matter prior to this action. The hospital is particularly concerned about any actions that put patient safety at risk, as such disruptions have the potential to impact the quality of care provided to those who depend on us. At QEH, we encourage open communication and collaboration to address staff concerns constructively and transparently, avoiding actions that may compromise patient care.
Mr. Clark promised that any delayed payments would be expedited.
We understand that this action may be related to confusion surrounding COVID hazard payments. Those payments are made in line with the hazard pay policy, which has not changed. However, there have been delays due to incorrect submissions, and the hospital is committed to addressing any outstanding issues relating to this matter. The QEH is conducting a thorough investigation into this matter and will continue to prioritise the health and safety of our patients, staff and the community. We thank our dedicated staff members who continue to provide essential services during this time.
That's the CEO of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Neil Clark. The Democratic Labour Party spokesperson on health, Andre Worrell, is concerned about the ongoing industrial issues at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, stressing that the situation has become a source of deep frustration for many people. Mr. Worrell is calling on both the hospital's management and the Minister of Health to address these long-standing issues.
These issues have been going on too long. Every day people are calling into programs just talking about the tragedy which is going on within the hospital. And you are not really getting a full address from the management of the hospital. They put in place a forward plan, but they need to address the immediate needs of the people of Barbados. We know that the staff are not happy because the nurses and the doctors are leaving and they do not have enough specialists in a number of areas. What are they doing in order to recruit quickly the specialists needed and the nurses for the hospital? We cannot simply rely on the nurses coming from Ghana when we also have nurses here in Barbados who are trained, who would like the opportunity to have the jobs as well. And you need to treat them well.
DLP spokesperson on health, Andre Worrell. A local architect is calling on the authorities to properly enforce legislation which seeks to ensure that all buildings being constructed meet specific standards and adhere to fire and safety requirements. This call came from the chairman of the Barbados Architectural Registration Board, Pierre Tatum, who was speaking on VOB's Brass Tack Sunday program. He said the Architects Registration Act outlines who is authorized to submit plans and what they can submit, but noted that this is not being followed. Mr. Tatum is concerned that this threatens public safety.
One of the primary issues that we're having is that the Architects Registration Act, which is in place and is the law, is not being enforced. And the part of the act speaks to who can submit and what they can submit. Obviously, you're going to have structures that are way beyond the capacity of some, but yet they're still being submitted. And I'm saying this because on the board, we have received many complaints and concerns, and we've seen them for ourselves, of projects that are actually being accepted and recommended for approval, but actually blatantly disregard all fire and safety. So the challenge is we cannot repeal and have these acts neglected because they speak to the safety of the general public.
Chairman of the Barbados Architectural Registration Board, Pierre Tatum. In St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Acting Police Commissioner Enville Williams, in his Independence Day message, urged Vincentians to unite in the fight to restore peace and security across the islands in the face of a recent rise in violent crimes. Commissioner Williams spoke of the tragic impact of violent acts and acknowledged that the surge in violence has disrupted the harmony of communities. The commissioner called on all Vincentians to help rebuild safer communities, underscoring that the security cannot rest solely on the police force, but must be a shared responsibility of all citizens. He noted the Royal St. Vincent and the Grenadines Police Force stands determined to safeguard the nation. And finally, a senior UN official in Sudan says she's deeply troubled by reports of the atrocious crimes in the central Gezira state, including the mass killings of civilians by the paramilitary, Rapid Support Forces, or RSF. Clementine Nkwita Salami's comments came after an activist group said that at least 124 people were killed by the Rapid Support Forces in attacks on villages over the past week. The RSF has denied targeting civilians, saying its fighters are clashing with militants armed by the military. The 18-month conflict in the Sudan has killed tens of thousands of people and displaced more than 11 million people. Recapping the headlines. The NUPW working to resolve grievances as some QEH staff report sick over unpaid hazard allowance. The CEO of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital promises that any delayed payments would be expedited. A local architect urges the authorities to enforce building standards. St. Vincent and the Grenadines Acting Police Commissioner wants a collective action to address the rise in crime and the United Nations alarmed by a new wave of mass killings in the Sudan. And that was a 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.